Byers & Company, broadcasting live, presented by ADM, on News Talk 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at ADM. Our great pleasure to welcome Greg Webb to the program. Greg's an old friend, Vice President of State Government Relations here at ADM. You've been here how long?
I'm coming up on my 32nd year with ADM.
32 years. That's a long time. And a familiar face to the community. You've been kind of out there working in the community for so long. I mean, people associate you with ADM. Are you always surprised at how little people know about ADM? I mean, you guys live it every day, and people know it, but the lack of knowledge about the particulars.
Well, we are a society that kind of recognizes brands.
Yes.
And, you know, as our wheelhouse is providing things for people, you don't really see that ADM brand on much, even though we're in so many different kinds of applications. So
absolutely.
I think that's why.
I think you're business to business, and you're not business directly to consumers. Why people have a, you know, and then it's evolved so much over the years. I mean, I'm sure in your 32 years, you've seen just about everything.
Well, there's been a lot of change.
Yeah. I mean, in the world, but certainly how you feed the world and how you bring all of this to the table. It's been amazing. You guys recently hosted some national FFA kids here at ADM. Why is that organization so important to Archer Daniels Midland? I mean, I know Mark serves on the national board. I mean, you guys give money to that. Why is that organization so important to you guys?
Well, it's one of the leading youth organizations in terms of both bringing a familiarity and an interest in agriculture to young people, but also what we really like is kind of the life skill development that program tends to feature. It talks about accountability because they have the supervised agriculture experiences, which gives them a project to work on. So they learn about managing money and having a good idea, kind of their entrepreneurial sense is stimulated. But then on the leadership side of that, not only is it an organization where you have officers and that kind of thing, but there's all kinds of trainings for these young men and women that give them life experiences that they're going to be able to use as adults.
So as an employer, in any industry, every one of these kids that I meet, I mean, there's too many of them for it to be a coincidence. They look you in the eye. They shake your hand. They have all of those soft skills that seem to be missing with a lot of folks coming out of school looking for jobs in the business world, and I whether you end up in agribusiness or not, I mean, these are lessons that are going to go with you for life, right?
That's right, Brian. And so this is an organization of approximately 650,000 young people, and I think we will be happy when it's 6.5 million, so that, you know, it has just lots of upside opportunities.
So what is the upside for District 61? You've been involved in this conversation from the very beginning because of the generosity of the Howard G. Buffett Foundation to start this Duane Andreas Ag Academy at Eisenhower MacArthur. I'm not sure everybody realizes how big a deal this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a community like Decatur, where our wheelhouse is food and ag, we have had a deficit, a gap, because we're not making aware our young people who live in this community about that industry. And so to the extent, I always am amazed when people say, well, you know, are you going to live in Decatur? Are you going to work in Decatur? Well, there's nothing for me here. Well, that's only because it's our fault that we haven't brought that to them, because there are incredible opportunities in our industry, and we think there's nothing but an upside in terms of the stimulus and the vitality that it will bring for an interest in a young man or woman.
Yeah, and these are real jobs.
Oh, yeah.
These are not imaginary sort of goals that I think you're pushing towards kids. I mean, these are career paths.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those career paths might be the trades, and labor. Some might be 4 years or 8 years of post-education and everything in between.
Yeah, so you've said all those right things, because that's what it is. It's large encompassing. It's just got lots of different opportunities for kids. As we like to say, there are more than 300 careers in the industry of agriculture. And even if you have this exposure to ag education and the FFA, it doesn't mean you have to be in agriculture. But as you said earlier, it provides kind of this skill training that industries around and everywhere will find useful.
Also, I think people. Of course, we'd like for all these kids to graduate, go to school, do whatever they have to do, and stay in Decatur. But if they choose to do otherwise, ADM's a global company. I mean, you can chase a career around the world, right?
Yeah, in my 30, nearly 32 years with ADM, I've had lots of different opportunities to live in lots of different places, and so that is the opportunity. If that's what you want, you've got lots of opportunity to be in lots of different places.
Are you talking about literally when we look at, you know, the 48th largest company in the world, 31,000 employees, and you're serving customers in more than 170 countries? You got 500 crop procurement locations, 270 ingredient manufacturing facilities, 44 innovation centers. Mm-hmm. You know, those are spread out all over the world.
They are. And one of the things unique about Decatur, Brian, is that all those listings you just gave, there's at least one of those, many of those that you just listed in at least one facility here in Decatur. We have an innovation center in the James R. Randall Research Center. You know, we have a corn processing plant here. We've got two soybean processing plants here. One food grade, one feed grade. We make propylene glycol here, which is a product that is often used in anti-icing kind of application. So there's a diversity of businesses here that not many people know, and that's partly because we're not telling that often enough.
Well, that's what we're doing today, Greg, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. Well, listen, I want to personally thank you for all the support you've given, you know, and Greg has agreed to serve on the advisory board for the Ag Academy and to help be there. We got two new teachers coming in, one from the University of Kentucky, one from the University of Illinois. They're going to really get to own these programs. I'm very excited to see what they're going to build.
Me too. It's going to be a great, great opportunity for our community.
And you know what's great, too? The young man who's moving here from the graduate from University of Illinois, his wife is going to be heading up the FFA chapter in Warrensburg for their school district. So it was a twofer. You had two people moving into the community to serve in ag.
I think yours and your effort and certainly Howard Buffett's has really helped crystallize the need for agriculture education in our area, because I hear other communities, districts now talking about this as well. So kudos to all those who have made this happen, and I think we've got lots of good times ahead here in our region.
Greg, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming in today, and thanks for all you do in the community. Greg Webb, one of the good guys, 32 years here at ADM. Pretty amazing. We get back on the other side of the news. We're going to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We also have the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, still to come from ADM, Chris Cuddy, and Jennifer Ballinger. Stay tuned.